Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Thank you for that check of the markets. Actually, it was me doing the markets. Haha. I thanked myself. I just love it on these mornings. It sometimes gets a little hectic, but I cannot say that I'm ever bored on these mornings when I'm doing Inside Agriculture. Can honestly say I'm not bored at all. All right, let's get to this. At the end of 2025, we're there. It's approaching. It's time to start looking ahead to the new year, of course. Naomi Bloom, the senior market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, spoke during a presentation at the 2025 National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City. She said 2025 has been an interesting year in the U.S. corn market.
So right now in the United States, we had record corn acres planted this past year. And for the most part, we had pretty decent weather all the way up until August. And then on the August USDA report, the USDA felt that corn yield was going to be this record amount of 188 bushels. And that was just astounding to the market and led to the perception that we would have corn everywhere, and we were looking at $4 corn futures. But then something happened in Iowa and portions of Missouri with southern rust.
Southern rust has never shown up in Iowa, a major corn producing state, and took farmers by surprise at harvest.
My clients in Iowa have never really dealt with southern rust before, and so it was a new thing. They sprayed once, not twice, not three times. And so at harvest, they were a little surprised with the dramatic yield reduction. I only had one client in Iowa who had, for him, better than last year yields. Everyone else in Iowa that I work with was literally 20 bushels below last year. This is Iowa. So this has the potential to become a big deal.
Bloom still expects further lowering of the U.S. corn yield early in 2026.
I think in the future, you're going to see the corn yield number come down, and that shows up on the January WASD. Now, that's critical for the corn market. That's the cornerstone piece that we need for 2026. Now, here's the deal. Corn demand is the bright spot in this whole marketplace. Corn demand for ethanol, solid, you know, closer to 5.5 billion bushels. So a third of what we grow goes right to ethanol. We're having record corn exports this year of 3 billion bushels. Fantastic.
Again, that's Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing. But yeah, corn, we're going to see what happens. According to AgWeb's Tyne Morgan, they reported that agricultural lenders surveyed in the new 2025 ABA Farmer Mac Agricultural Lender Survey expect only 52% of U.S. farm borrowers will be profitable this year, signaling a sharp decline from recent years. It's probably going to lend into the fact that maybe not so much corn in the days ahead, maybe less corn next year. The Trump administration has proposed a sweeping set of changes to the Endangered Species Act, setting up a fight with conservation groups that say the revisions would sharply weaken protections for imperiled wildlife. Draft rules would allow economic considerations to factor into decisions about safeguarding habitat and species. The proposal would also eliminate automatic protection for newly listed threatened species, including instead of requiring case-by-case regulations and reduce the role of future climate-related threats in listing decisions. Honestly, not a bad idea from Donald Trump. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum said the changes will protect species while respecting the livelihoods of Americans who depend on our land and resources. All right, we're going to take a quick step aside. Weather's up next here on Inside Agriculture.